This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to everyone. Another kind of, well, it's kind of a February day, right? I mean, I don't know why I'm acting like it's May or something like that. Looks and feels like it should. Super Bowl weekend. Anyone? I'm not that excited. Like, I wish I were. I'm jealous of people who are excited. I've fallen out with the NFL, not in any, like, I'm mad at them way. Just I don't play fantasy anymore. I haven't jumped on the Chiefs bandwagon. The Eagles are very, like, I don't care, you know? So it'll be a spectacle. I'm not a big Super Bowl ad guy. Gosh, it really sounds depressing, doesn't it?
It's going to be, though. I think it's going to be a good game. It has the potential to be
so
really good.
No, I agree with that.
I think, even if you don't like the Eagles, you know, my guy.
Uh-huh.
Saquon Barkley is fun to watch.
Yes.
He's fun to watch. And I like... You know, even if you're not a Chiefs fan, I love a dynasty. I love the spectacle of it. I like saying, we saw it. We were there for that. I don't know.
I like watching dynasties lose.
Everybody does.
I mean,
well, everybody but fans in that dynasty.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's so
that's
obvious.
That's why you need them.
Yeah, true.
That's why dynasties are good.
You need villains,
yep.
Right, in sports.
Oh, no, but in baseball, it's terrible, and it's going to be the end of the sport.
Ranj, you always say the worst part about the White Sox is they've gotten to the point of apathetic fans, and that's the absolute worst.
Yeah, that is when people don't care about your team, or even the people in the city don't care about your team. They're your trouble. But what you want to be is hated.
Yeah, loved or hated.
We just have this crazy dynamic now, though, where, like, you know, everything is the end of baseball. Everything's the end of baseball. They don't have a salary cap. It's going to be the end of baseball. They don't have. And based on that, people don't think there's competitive balance, but yet the sport with all the dynasties, well, the two sports with all the dynasties are the ones with caps.
Has it died down?
The NBA and NFL, and nobody says, wow, you know, the NFL's in trouble if the Chiefs keep winning, because then nobody else has hope. It's stupid. It's the same thing for both sports. Dynasties are fine.
I'm probably not plugged into baseball enough, but as a casual fan, I feel like I used to hear the end of baseball like years ago, and now I feel like I don't hear that, but maybe I'm just not plugged
in. Oh, it's nonstop right now. Wouldn't you agree, Ranj? Like, all the Dodgers thing has people like, this is it. This is going to be the end. But I'll say that, like, you can go back. I found an article from 1955 that said this is the end of baseball. Like, it's dying. It's an old person sport. I mean, it's literally been going on for 80 years. People have been doing this. And I think it's just because baseball people and writers especially are angsty.
Kind of glad I'm not so into anything that I know those things. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, I'm into baseball. I'm really looking forward to the Cardinals season. I'm going to plan on going to a bunch of games and watching the ones I don't go to on TV. But I'm glad I'm glad I don't know that people think the sport's done because of the Dodgers. It's a good level of fandom for me.
Yes. And that's where I think that's where the majority, wouldn't you agree, Ronge? That's where the majority of fans live. Like, people who watch sports, that majority, the hardcore people are maybe a third of the fans, but they're very engaged.
Yeah,
which is where I
mean, most Cardinals fans, for example, are lifelong fans, but wouldn't call themselves diehards. They don't watch every single night. They'll watch a lot of games, or maybe they'll go to a couple a year one a year, but they're not there 10, 15 times a season or don't have season tickets. So that's really, for me, when it comes to appealing to sports fans, that's who you have to worry about. You worry about the fringe folks or the casual fans.
That's where football wins, by the way. Football wins with the casuals.
Your diehards are coming back every year.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about
that. That's interesting. So that's the swing on whether an MLB franchise is successful at the stadium or not, or the swing fans?
Any sports
team. Yeah, well, look at the – I mean, part of the reason the Cardinals have had such success in terms of revenue and then using that revenue to have a payroll that is – greater than the market size would indicate, right? It's not the biggest payroll, but it's bigger than the market size would indicate, is because a lot of people in this region are quote-unquote casual fans, and they come in for summer vacations.
Are we one
and
of the
they
biggest
do things like
regional
that.
Teams?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, one of the originals. It's all the ones that had the big 50,000-watt stations.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's here, it's us, and obviously you got the KMOX 50,000-watt reach. The Cubs have that with WGN. The Braves had that for a long time, but more for cable. Theirs was more WTBS because their games were on TV.
So was the Cubs.
Yeah,
the Cubs,
WGN was a big deal in that.
Yeah, because I would come home from school as a kid, and if you had cable, you had the, 30 channels.
And Cubs were on every afternoon.
On TV.
Every afternoon.
So, every afternoon. So you could watch them pretty much every day living in St. Louis, and you could watch Braves games because of TBS. So both of those teams grew big fan bases because of it.
Yeah.
And Braves territory was Cardinals territory for a while.
Yeah, before cable.
Because the Braves were
before cable.
There.
Right. Yeah. Before cable, it was that way. Before, you know, and the Braves were in Milwaukee originally.
Right.
So the Cardinals building of their what would you call it, regional fan base literally started 100 years ago. It's with their first affiliation. Now, it wasn't exactly year one Cardinals on KMOX, I don't think. But the point is, it started not too long after that because you had the reach. And at that time, radio was the only means to hear games or experience them live if you weren't at the ballpark. So, yeah, that's a big part. And there are other regional teams, but this is one of the biggest geographic areas covered. And it's because of the radio signal from back in the day.
Radio's really had a run. When you think about changing technology, you know, from the early 20th century, when I got into it in 2000, which is not that long, 25 years ago, it was still huge. You know, we're here now. I mean, it's really had a good long run. It has survived a lot of competitors.
Yeah. It passes a lot of tests, right? First of all, it still works. You're right. It's not that hard. It's a passive thing, right? You can do it in the car. There's not much you can do in the car. You can't watch TV in the car.
Although I see that a lot.
I mean, yes, you can. Yeah.
You can't read books in the car for
sure. Yeah.
Unless
your name's Andrew.
For sure.
Yeah.
You
don't speak of the dead.
Yeah.
He's not here today.
But the point is that it is still a thing that is simple and safe to do while you drive, and people drive a lot.
And
it's a built-in, you know.
And I think, too, we do as humans, much as technology is great, we do crave connection.
Yes.
And radio is a very intimate medium.
Yes.
It's more intimate than TV is.
Agreed.
It's more immediate and intimate than podcasts are.
Yes.
When I really do, like, as a fan of KMOX before I was on it, I mean, I felt like I knew Tom Ackerman and Michael Calhoun because you hear their voices. Mm-hmm. It's like they're talking to you. They're in the car talking to you.
I agree. Going back to celebrity and teams and love and hate, public figures, not your cousin Jerry, but public figures, do you think that people who are, or teams or people that are loved are also equally hated? Or are those who are like 90% love? Or does it feel pretty even?
Probably, I think it changes, right? You can be loved for 1 year and they're like, oh, okay, we've had enough of you guys.
It's a similar dynamic though, right? Like when the Patriots dynasty started, everybody loved it because like, oh, look at this, surprise. Mm-hmm. They won.
They didn't love it here.
No. But I mean, you know, like football fans were like, oh, right. Look at that. And then it got old real fast after that. And so, I mean, you see that with the Taylor Swift dynamic, right? I mean, her fans are locked in. They're not going anywhere. But a lot of other people are like, okay, I mean, we know you're very good at what you do, but, you know, okay, we see you all the time. We could use someone else's face on our TV
or
whatever.
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
Because we really do. We turn on people so quickly.
Well, I mean, like, so in my case, I wouldn't be turning on anybody because I never was following to begin with. It's just a matter of at some point you get sick of seeing someone that, especially if you don't care about what their other thing is, yeah. Right? So I get sick of Kanye. I mean, his music's good, but I mean, fine, but I just don't care anymore. I don't need to see it anymore. It's not turning on him. It's he went weird. You know, he went from being an artist that made good music to being kind of a nut job.
So
not kinda.
Yeah, not kinda.
I like the phrase, he went weird.
The continuing Kevin Wheeler therapy we do here.
Yeah.
I know you get angry.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get annoyed?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
All the time.
Oh, that's interesting.
On Twitter.
You seem too emotionally impervious to get mildly annoyed.
I get it, but
I'll give you one.
But then I do it, like I respond to it, and then I'm over it.
If there's something big that happens, you want me there. If there's something, and I'm really good at stuff like that, and I don't judge people in big ways, I'm micro petty. For example, I drive a Jeep, and there's the duck thing with Jeeps, right? And I've always felt that a Wrangler is the only real Jeep, and I'll give you one better, a two-door Wrangler like I had. Like now I drive a four-door, and I feel kind of sheepish about it, like given the Jeep wave. Means nothing to anyone, but last night I was next to a Jeep Compass that was covered in ducks, and I was mad. I was like really annoyed.
Oh, I didn't know they did the duck thing with compasses.
You're not supposed to. I mean, I don't think so. But it's like it couldn't matter less. It's the dumbest thing. And I was like having a physical reaction.
And you don't even like the ducks.
No, I don't have a single duck.
He doesn't even want
them. But it was so. It was a personal affront.
It was.
Yes.
Thank you.
You didn't earn that. What? That's stolen valor.
I think Amy just hit upon something my therapist never have. The biggest thing with my dad and his anger was that everything that he got mad at seemed like it was because he thought it was a physical affront to him.
Mm.
And I never really understood that. Like, I'm not doing anything to piss you off. But everything seemed like that. And I think I've inherited that from my dad. Because when I get mad or annoyed, it's more than just you went weird. It somehow is making a monkey out of me.
Right.
And
right.
It couldn't be less true.
Right.
Couldn't be less true.
So how would you qualify this? Because last night when the Cardinals made their little move, they brought in a guy named Michael Hellman for cash. They just a pickup player for depth, whatever. And I just mentioned that on Twitter and then basically just gave his background. And I had all these Cardinals fans just like raging. Like, well, this is, look at this stupid move. What's the point of this? I'm like, hey, listen, don't yell at me because I didn't do the Cardinals stuff, right? I'm just telling you what's happening and talking about it. Don't yell at me because you're mad at them.
I think you're exactly the person to yell at.
Well, no, it's fun. But like, this is kind of the reaction was they're doing what you're saying. Like, I'm just passing along information about something that happened.
On your desk.
Right. And they're like, you're not. I'm like, I didn't do any of it. I just told you what this is.
You know what? You got to kill the messenger because you don't have access to anyone else.
There you go.
Hey, you can always go blow up their Twitter account. You know, and again, I want one of the points I made was you send your message to a team by not spending your money, by not going to games or watching games. And if you want to reply on their Twitter account, go right ahead. But why do people will yell at Bernie when the Cardinals do something. They yell at me or Tom or Derek Gould or whatever. Like, would you please just grow up?
Do you think they're yelling at you or just yelling?
They're just yelling, but don't direct it in our direction. It's like
it seems kind of like a compliment, unless they're saying, Kevin Wheeler, I hate you because of this.
The implication
the fact
is
that you're so
you're inextricably.
No, the implication, and Ron, you'll get this. The implication is that we are aiding and abetting them. Is the implication? Like
that's
we're so, partly to blame.
It's so crazy
because we don't yell enough at them, and if we yelled at them more, then they might change.
Bill DeWitt and Mo were like, let's. Let's see what Ranji has to say.
Yeah, right, right.
And then like, we'll make our decision.
You know, let's pin this one on Wheeler.
If Bernie writes enough bad things on Scoops, we'll change. You know, like it doesn't, like none, it does, the only thing owners and teams will listen to is the action that a fan base
takes. They don't even listen to Jim Edmonds.
Yeah, I don't either.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Just broke me in, just like I was Eddie Harris. She eating good
DGS and KMOX. Happy Friday. Did you guys see the latest on the Tuberville stuff?
No.
No.
So yesterday, Donald Trump called out Tuberville from the stage and said he's a great coach. He coached Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And I talked to Tuberville about it, and he said, oh, he made me a great coach. And Tuberville's kind of shaking his head, yes, yes. And turns out that he never coached him, not for a single play, and the whole thing was made up or imagined. And then afterwards, they asked Tuberville about it, and he said, no, I never coached him, but I recruited him. And we became very good friends, and I consider him a good friend to this day. And they asked Mahomes about it at Super Bowl, and he was like, they never recruited me, and I don't think I've ever met Tuberville.
Was it a different Mahomes? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, Patrick Mahomes' dad was a major league pitcher, and I don't think there's any connection there. Yeah.
You ever had a lie like that you just had to keep going because...
But, like, you don't have to keep going.
No, you don't.
You're national person. You know somebody's going to go to Patrick Mahomes and go, oh, so you know the senator, huh? And Patrick Mahomes is going to be like, no.
This is where Kevin is right.
Yes.
This is the moment where Kevin is correct, where that's where Tuberville, whatever, is supposed to say, actually, like, the president's mistaken.
Yeah,
I did not recruit Patrick Mahomes. You don't do it when he's on stage shouting back at him. No, that didn't happen. You do it when you're asked about it. That's the moment.
Yeah.
But he keeps it going because they're all so afraid to upset him, which is pathetic.
I'm sorry,
but it's pathetic.
Yeah. What if you split the difference with what Kevin said? You don't shout back at the president, but you make a face kind of like, ugh.
Yes, that's
like
fine.
I would have done the, ugh.
Yes,
like,
that's fine. I'll take that.
I don't think I did.
Just like, give him the old, you know, the old, like, the cut side, like, no,
yeah,
no.
But like, you mouth, I wish.
Yeah.
So, because now he looks stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Tuberville is stupid.
Well, Tommy Tuberville is stupid, but he's allowed himself to look stupider.
Well, yeah, because you blatantly lied about something that is super easily verifiable. Again, I used the analogy yesterday. It would be like somebody touting my great college career. I had 3 at bats in 3 years. You know, it's like, it's not like that would be like me coming back after the fact, like, yeah, I was a 333 hitter, which I was, but it was 3 at bats. Who cares?
That's why I would never tout you.
Yes, don't ever tout me.
I had one time I was at a track meet in college, me and my friend Tim talking to these two girls who were track athletes. One was really pretty, seemed to like me. And Chariots of Fire, is that the name?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had not seen it. And everyone else in track had seen it. And she was like, have you seen it? And I'm like, oh, have I seen it? Yes. And she wouldn't let it go for like all day.
What was your favorite scene?
Yeah, do you remember the time? What did you think when Herbert said this? And finally my friend Tim goes, he hasn't seen it, clearly. And just walked off. And I'm like, sorry about that. Got kind of caught up there for a second.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I just can't get over Tommy Tuberville because I feel like it sounds like a Dave story where you would be like, I had this friend, Tommy Tuberville. Remember when Tommy Tuberville said he coached Patrick Mahomes? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds like a little
who
kid
did
story.
He coach? Was he Alabama?
He did coach Texas Tech, but it was before Mahomes got there. He coached Auburn. Was kind of like that was his big run.
It's pretty big.
Yeah. I mean, he did okay. He was like an okay coach.
Got him in the Senate.
Nothing special.
They got him where?
Yeah. Like, his career was okay. It wasn't, like, great.
Yeah.
He had some decent years at Auburn, but really after that, not much.
Yeah.
He's, again, you know, being at that level is an achievement in and of itself. You know, I mean, like, that's a successful career.
Yeah.
It's just, like, let's not pretend that it's, like, Nick Saban, because it ain't that.
Brass Monkey, that
132 DGS. I'm Camo X. Happy Friday to everybody. Saw something interesting last night. A therapist saying that your memories of your child's childhood are irrelevant. Because a couple years ago when Phoebe went off on her mom and I, one and only time she's ever done it, just like everything came to a head. And like this and this and this and this. And there were several things she was just wrong. I mean, she was just flat out wrong. They were factual things. She was just wrong about it. And I tried to fight back, and then I stopped. And I just, that's what it made me think of. Like, don't try to change your kids' memories because they are their memories in their life. I don't know, what do you think about that?
Dude, we had a thing like this over the holidays where, this is from when I was in high school. My dad has a completely, and I don't know how, fictionally made up version of events of something that had to do with baseball when I was in high school. And I'm like, what, did you just spend the last 35 years making this story? Because it is nothing close
was
to reality.
Detailed?
Yes, he's like this coach, he was holding you back, and they were never going to play you until I got there. I'm like, yeah, I was at practice every day. I was there. I was in everything. Like you just made this up in your head. Like I think that rings true to me. I'm sure there are things like that with my kid that I would, if I tried to, you know, correct her on something, she'd be like, "You're insane. What are you doing?"
Especially if they're feelings.
Yeah,
I always felt abandoned. I always felt uneasy. I always felt this. No, you didn't. You were a happy kid.
You were
kid.
Fine, right? Yeah.
I think probably mine's a little bit different because I was homeschooled. I'm really too fortunate, not just homeschooling, but had a really good childhood and good family dynamic and had so much fun that with my parents, with my siblings, we all kind of agree on memories. And then if I am, and I'm the one that's probably wrong a lot, and I'll say something and my mom will be like, well, wasn't it like this? And my sister Emily will be like, yeah, because we were all there together, you know, like my high school years were at home, my grade school years, all of those were at home. So it's probably, we have a different dynamic because I feel like it's so funny that you bring this up. It's been very relevant. I've been collecting memories recently and reaching out to my siblings and my parents for memories. And it's been so much fun collaborating to put those together.
Like in what way? Like physically putting a project together?
Writing. Yeah. Nice. Those. And so it's been really fun because I know I've forgotten so much. And my sister just is a beautiful memory for treasuring moments in her heart throughout life. And so she's able to go back in detail. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot that. That is so amazing. You know, and so by coming together and talking about that childhood has been really fun.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
I asked my mom about that time the neighbor told me I was pretty enough to be a girl when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah. Didn't happen.
Did she said, go? What in the hell are you talking about? I'm like, this happened.
Would your aunt remember or anything or no?
No, I remember it just being my mom and dad and this guy.
So you got to find the guy.
In the kitchen. I have no idea. She goes, maybe it was, I don't know. I'm like, you don't remember this? It traumatized me. I still think about it.
Is it a compliment now?
It's kind of it's a pretty good compliment.
At the time, did you take it as a compliment or did you take it as this is weird at the time?
Maybe I liked it. I don't know.
How old were you?
Kindergarten. So I think I felt flattered. But then
I knew something was off.
Yes, yeah. I don't know if I knew something was off until later.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of like that Tito Landrum poster I told you about.
You think back later and you're like, hey, that wasn't cool. Wait a minute.
Like I told you,
like 2 years ago, Me Too hits and Raji's like, wait a minute.
Amy knows about this, but when I was in, I guess, third grade, Tito Landrum played for the Cardinals and he came to Granite for a signing. Like an autograph signing at the little strip mall. So my mom takes me up there, and I'm in my little Cardinal uniform.
Oh, it's adorable. Yeah.
That is the whole thing.
Cute
oh
as a little girl.
Gosh, that is so adorable.
Pants and everything.
Oh, that's so
pants,
cute.
Too.
Pants, too.
Oh, my
pants,
God.
How old were you?
Third grade, probably.
Okay.
Oh, that's so
maybe second.
Cute.
I don't know.
Yeah. But an age where that's appropriate.
Sort of been like 86-ish, something
last
like that.
Last year.
So, 86, 87. So, he signs, he was giving out posters, like little 8x10, maybe a little bigger than that posters. And that's what he was autographing for people. And it didn't occur to me until much later how weird the picture was, because it's him in just baseball pants and his shirt's off.
No shirt.
I thought, this is a little strange, right?
Did he have like a bat? Or
yeah,
a
he was holding a bat.
Okay.
He was holding a bat and he had his baseball pants
on. Was he promoting a product?
No, just a...
Just him.
Just yeah. Just
it's
him.
A strange
maybe,
choice.
Maybe he
right?
couldn't wear the Cardinals jersey?
We had the nothing. Pants.
Yeah, but the pants don't have the logo usually.
Well, put on something else.
Yeah.
Why is it gotta be shirtless? You're giving this out to kids.
I don't know. I mean, like Jim, it was a weird time. Like Jim Palmer sold underwear in the 80s. You know, people were weird back then.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't autographing underwear to give to kids.
Well, no, he's autographing pictures of himself in the underwear, though.
For kids?
Probably not for kids. Probably more
kids,
for the ladies.
That's the big hiccup here, for kids.
Yeah, that's weird.
this is not like that, but it's something dumb I did as a kid. I think this was sixth grade, so old enough to know better. But I was walking out of school, and there were people there handing out Bibles. Not tiny ones, not big ones, but substantial, like an actual book. And I was just so taken by it that I went back and got back in line like 10 times. Yeah, and I would put them in a bush. And then I'd go back inside, like, I forgot my coat. And I would try to change my appearance in some way, you know, like, whatever, like, turn my shirt inside out. And they couldn't have cared less. Yeah. They're just giving Bibles to kids. They're not tracking how many each kid took. What kind of freak's going to take more than one? And I ended up with, like, 10 of them.
And what'd you do with them?
It's like a type of crime people don't think is going to happen.
who's going to see that coming? I think I left all but one in the bush.
Oh, no.
Maybe someone found them and they're like, oh, my gosh.
Were they the Gideons that like put them in the hotels?
I don't know.
I've never met a Gideon.
Are they real?
Yeah. They got to all the hotels.
Are they real, though?
The Bibles or the Gideons?
The Gideons. The Bibles are real.
I know a guy named Gideon.
I saw those in hotels, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're just a group.
Who are the Gideons? Let's find out.
are they Methodists or like they their own thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, let's see. Who
are they still Gideons? In hotels or do they take them out by this point?
I think they're in some hotels. Old ones, probably.
All right, basically, this is it. This is all they do. It's an organization of men and their wives who distribute Bibles and New Testaments to spread the gospel
That's
in hotel
written,
rooms.
An organization of men and their wives?
Yes. Yep. Not men and women, men and their wives.
That's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, got a pretty good hold on them.
That's like that Tito Landrum poster. Something feels a little off.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Maybe that's AI like reading it and summarizing it.
I don't think they're affiliated with a specific branch. It just says evangelical.
I have an unpopular opinion about the therapist's opinion.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think just because you're a therapist doesn't mean your take is automatically right. And I think that's kind of a broad sweeping statement to say your memories don't matter at all. Only your kids' memories matter. I mean, I get the sentiment of like you need to take your kids' feelings into account and their feelings are very important. But I mean, like you had an experience, too. I just think that's wild to say like couldn't matter less. Don't even think about it.
Well, a friend of mine who I know who was in the business said the only thing worse than not having a counselor, not having a therapist, if you need it, right? The only thing worse than not having one is having a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're just people at the end of the day, and right, and their opinions. And there are many different schools of thought when it comes to counseling and therapy. And, right, Rachel, like, you can consider what they say, but it doesn't necessarily mean, like, your memories don't matter.
You know, maybe we've had this conversation before, or I've asked this question, but I don't go to therapy, probably should. But when you're telling them what's going on, and maybe you're telling them about a person in your life who is wronging you in some way, do they ever really try to peel it back and figure out if it's the person you're talking about who's the problem, or maybe you?
Right.
Okay, so they're like, are you sure it's not you?
You would think they would know to take it with a grain of salt, especially like a kid who's getting counseling.
Yeah.
Could be throwing the parents under the bus. Well, kids know how to play the victim, too. Yeah. So you would think a good counselor, good therapist would get
it
that.
It took me years in counseling before I stopped trying to impress the counselor, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not impress them like, he's cool, but just like, you know, shading things my direction, knowing what outcome I wanted and kind of trying to manipulate that. It took literal years to get to the point where I realized like, oh, this is a waste of time.
Kind of feel that way, but go ahead.
And they were good at getting to the bottom of it.
No.
Okay.
No. Well, they seem to just accept all my bull crap.
That's what I'm talking
and give
about.
And give me advice and diagnoses based on my delusions.
Yes.
Because I know people,
right.
I know a lot of people who do the thing where they're like, I'm setting boundaries, and which is good. I get that. But maybe it's not everybody else who's the issue. It's possible it could be you.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. Yeah,
and
is
a therapist
especially if you
saying,
have the same... like the same story over and over about
what's that
one?
What's that
life?
Old saying? If you're looking around, you think everybody's in a bottle, then maybe you're the.
Sometimes
that
is true. That
word
yeah. just now.
Trying to
butthole.
Say it a little subtly.
Butthole.
You know,
I say butthole all the time.
I know. I was trying to be funny and it failed.
Not for me. That's how I'm going to say it from now on. Butthole.
Yeah.
Sounds like part of a ship.
Yeah. Hey, batten down the butthole.
I see the problem. It's right here. It's the butthole.
Captain.
That would be at the back of the ship. Let's go.
We can't cap it.
Since we're on this, which side
what
is the
starboard? What the hull are you doing?
Anybody know?
Yeah. It's the right.
It's the right side.
What
starboard.
Side is what?
Port side, starboard side.
Oh.
Port's on the left.
What's the front and back?
Stern and the bow.
Oh, stern aft. And the bow.
What's
aft?
What's
about ships? Yeah, why do you know so much?
I don't know.
Is it because you wore that sweater that made you look
yes.
like a fisherman?
It was that one day.
So wait, what is the aft? Is that
I'm not sure the aft
I
know, is.
I just said aft. I think that's something.
Like, I know they say go aft. I don't know.
Does that mean go to the back?
Away from
Does that
me?
Mean jump off the boat?
Could be.
Go aft.
Yeah.
Stern's the
go
back?
Go aft, buttle.
I should be on more ships. I've never been on a sailboat.
You better be on the
you
big boat, though.
All the people I know should not be near ships.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, no, you could be on the big boat.
I could be on the big boat.
What if a
just
bigger
laughing
boat?
Laughing at those little
Ranji,
boats.
You need to go
boats.
On a cruise. Like a booze cruise.
I don't think I want to go on a cruise.
Not a booze cruise?
Nah, because they have toilets and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What?
You always hear about them overflowing or...
Yeah.
Then there's Legionnaire's disease. I don't want any of that.
Boy, you scratch the surface.
Right?
A lot comes out.
Yeah.
I don't need tuberculosis.
I don't want all that.
I hope someone's listening, like a doctor who has anyone ever gotten Legionnaire's disease from a cruise?
I think that's where you get them.
I thought you got them at hotels.
Well, cruises are floating hotels.
But, why are Legionnaires at hotels and on cruises?
Well, because that's their job, is to travel.
Oh.
She's lying to you.
I know. I just accepted it, though.
Navy.
I just accepted it. Like,
the
all right.
Navy is on the boats. The right. Legionnaires.
Everyone has a tell when they lie. And Amy's is like JFK being shot.
Yeah.
Like, she goes
she's
flying
like,
back in her chair. She's so uncomfortable with it.
It's such a foreign concept. Meanwhile, the rest of us will just lie straight-faced and just leave it.
I'm such a bad liar. I can't do it. But also, it's like, my lie is like, I'll tell you something. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we know Amy.
His name is Bob. No, I'm just kidding. It's not. It's Frank.
Ranj.
I'm lying to you.
You're good at that.
He's living
I don't
a
mean
lie.
Like the real lies. I mean the like, you know, the little BS where you'll sell it.
Oh.
You'll
nah,
sell it.
Yeah, he is
calling
tells.
Me a damn liar. No, a good liar.
No, you just have a consistent delivery.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
like if you want to fool someone, you're going to fool someone.
Right, right.
If you want to sell them on a line of BS for funsies, you're going to sell it.
You'd be a great interrogator.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because would he try? I think it's because he would be cute.
He would be the good
kind of
guy.
The charmer, the cute guy, like, hey, ooh.
This
hey.
One and this one.
Oh,
that sounded like a dorky
you
Fonzie
put him
right
and
there.
Wheeler in there.
Hey,
that's
ooh.
Right. I'll talk to you. You're reasonable.
Yeah.
Don't make me bring my friend Kevin in here.
You just be like, listen, sorry about that guy.
I'll come in and turn the table over.
Yeah, you couldn't do it with Amy. Amy'd go in and she'd be like, look, we have evidence against you. I'm sorry, I'm lying. We don't really.
Yeah,
have any evidence at all.
But we're going to get it.
You have to go into any particular training to be a negotiator, interrogator?
Zero.
No.
Probably none.
You just apply.
I mean, don't they all just do good cop, bad cop anyway?
Wear your Cardinals outfit?
That's what every TV show says.
The old one. I'll stretch into it.
Yeah.
My name's Chris. I'm here to...
This guy, the perp is in there going, he's really trying to break me.
I deserve to be in jail. Just let me out of this room. Please put a shirt on.
Let me go.
Sorry. I was waiting for... I kept saying funny things, hoping that Rachel would hit the music. And a hickadee.
Except there's work to be done.
And a flippity-dippity-doo, buddle.
And here comes...
Hit the drum.
Tito Landrum.
No sleep till...
Before DGS. So we'll talk about this with Bernie Miklas several hours from now at 4 p.m. But Tori Holt, that sucks.
Yeah, it's beyond ridiculous now. And I'd probably put Reggie Wayne in the same category because they're in the same group from the same era with very similar numbers and very similar track records. But Tori Holt, once again, left out of the Hall of Fame. And Bernie will explain this really well later, the Cliff's Notes version of what he said, because he was on Gas House today with Matt Pauly, and they got into this, is essentially the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the last few years has changed the criteria that they use to select people. So they used to select 5 people a year, and they would start with a list of 15, whittle it down to 10, and then whittle it down to 5, and those 5 would get in. And it's all done in a committee room. There are a group of people. Bernie used to be on that committee, so he knows it very well. And they talk about everything. It's not like baseball's Hall of Fame where it's all just
secret ballot,
and you can make it public if you want, but it's just you just turn in your ballot. There's no discussion about it. In the Pro Football Hall of Fame, there's a panel, and they discuss it. Like Howard Balzer is a guy that's on that panel right now, who would be representing the St. Louis, you know, football side of things. But they changed it so that now they go from 15 down to 7, and then from 7 you can only vote for 5. And then you have to meet 80% criteria to be in. So that's why there's only 3 this year in the modern era. And that's where a guy like Tori Holt gets screwed. I don't understand why Halls of Fame think they need to be exclusive. You serve 2 purposes for a Hall of Fame. You are the teller of the history of the sport, and you are a mechanism for celebrating the sport. That's it. It's not a religious organization. We don't need to keep this to something.
More people should get it.
They should be celebrating. And I've argued this for baseball. They've had it wrong all these years. Celebrate 5 guys a year. Everybody knows it's coming. You can have a big party. You can make a big deal out of all those people. And think about all of the extra fans that will be engaged and care when their guys are in there versus, you know, only 2 guys getting in. They just all take it way too seriously, man. It should be about celebrating the sport, not about... You know, exclusivity.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy 2. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy 2. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy 2, get 3 free of equal or lesser value when you buy 5. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.